If it's happening outdoors, it's happening right here on Fox 103. The Outdoor Show has it all. Tune in for tips, tricks, stories, and how-tos. The Outdoor Show with Adam Carpenter and your friends at today's new hit country, Fox 103.
Well, here we go again with another dog training tip here on The Outdoor Show. Walt Noah in the studio again. Welcome back.
Thank you, Adam.
And Walt is from Black Duck Sporting Clays and Hunting Preserve, does a lot of dog training classes and private instruction. And today you said you're going to come back and talk to us about how to use a whistle. What is a whistle for? So why don't we get into that? What's the point of using a whistle in the field with your dog for commands?
It's a lot easier. It's simpler. Remember, we want to be repetitious in our commands. So if I'm giving two toots on the whistle, that I want that dog to turn because I'm moving to a different area, the dog absolutely knows what I want. Mm-hmm. Without saying, hey, turn over here. If you hunt with me or hunt with Bob, you'll never hear us talk to our dogs. We use a whistle. And it's just a lot simpler. I mean, you can use the lead for having the dog come to you, for turning it. With retrievers, the most important command they learn is sit. So you teach them to sit on the whistle.
Hmm.
But as we said earlier, it's no fun going out in the woods hunting with somebody that all you hear is screaming all day long. The whistle will end that.
Okay. And give some examples. You talked about two toots. I mean, is there, from what I've experienced personally in the field with other dog owners, it seems that there are some accepted cadences on the whistle that are consistent commands no matter, you know, who the dog owner is.
And I think everybody pretty much stays to that. You try to use multiple whistles, though. I'll keep tooting my whistle if I want the dog to come back into me. And again, remember, the first part of the season, there's a lot of cover. So that whistle's not going to carry like it will later on.
Sure.
So I will keep on that whistle, blowing the whistle on short burst until the dog turns and starts coming back to me.
All right. Well, thanks for that tip, Walt. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to add about it?
You know, when you're going to train with the whistle, you're going to train with a lead first, and then you're going to go to your training collar.
Okay.
So it's just, everything that we've done, it's the same thing. You know, you start at 5 foot, you start at, then you go to 10 foot, then the 10 yards, or what you're going to do, but baby steps.
All right. And the whistle's the same thing?
Same thing.
All right. So what are we going to talk about next time with the dog training tips, Walt?
We're going to talk about, at the beginning of a hunt, what we do with our dogs and what we're going to do with those dogs at the end of the hunt.
Okay. Well, I think we should make sure we get your phone number out there in case folks have any questions.
It's 906-399-0557.
And this is Dog Training Tips on The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.